Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
For tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I am Mary Hollis, your host and director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Good evening once again. Just like James Fortune said, we can live through it. I'm going to read the lyrics to that song, because it has a lot of meaning. And it's also telling us that we can do it through the help of God. I knew I asked y'all to answer a question for me this tonight. I can't seem to find my, where I got that from, not in my book. I can't seem to find it right now, but maybe that's that's not something that we need to talk about tonight. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit just finds ways not to talk about certain things and give you what you need to talk about. So I have not prepared for a message for you guys, but we're going to talk about something tonight. And I hope that this will be God's will. And I see many of you on the line, and thank you so much for being supportive of the ministry and calling in every Tuesday night. Well, you just heard a little bit of James Fortune. James Fortune have gone through many trials and errors of things that he did physically to member of his family. But you know one thing? I'm not saying it's all good what he did, or any of that, hurting his family or anything. It was good. But for some reason, when he comes right back, and he comes back and within a few years after he goes through this turmoil in his life, and he comes back with one of the best songs ever for us to hear. It's where, I don't know, if this thing was for him to come back with these songs that he comes back in. You know, I love most of his songs that I hear. I don't approve of the things that he's gone through life and what he's done to family members and so forth. No, I am definitely against that. That he's written I question and I wonder. You know, God gets us through these different things for us for a reason. And a lot of these song makers, they are given these songs to help us to get through what we're going through, because it's saying exactly what we need to hear. So it is puzzling to me that he comes back so strong, and I don't know the number one song that he has this year, but he has had a number one song every time he comes back. He has a number one song. So that's a question mark for me. But I would like to read the lyrics to that song that I just played part of it. And it's a life that's filled with so many ups and downs. And we all know that, because we are dealing with some of that stuff right now. Have you ever been there? Oh, yes, we have. And still going there. One day you'll be smiling. The next day you are fighting the fears of the world and the things that you're going through. Yeah, but there are smiles sometimes. And sometimes it's more smiles than what you're going through. And it says to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. Yes, for many of us, tears and our fears within us, and don't let it out. And it says, so tired of faking that everything is okay. Some of us are hiding behind our fears and our tears. And don't let it, you're not transparent and letting people know what you're going through, because you don't want them to see you crying all the time. Because you think that you should not be crying. So you don't want no one else to know about it. So you always appear to be strong and not really strong sometimes. And it also, so when you know it's not right, no sleep at night. Yes, many of us have, because of what we are thinking and going through. You may be asking, because you never imagined, how can this be God? Now, if God loves me so much, why am I going through all these different things? I know he said you will go through trials and tribulations, but sometimes some of this stuff is too hard to bear. You know, he knows how much we can bear, but some of these things that we are going through, it seems like God is not listening. He's not there, because these things are very troubling. So how can this be God letting me go through all of this? He loves me so much. This cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told them. This is what James is saying. He said, but even though you are going through this storm, live through it. Because as you go through it, I have had dreams where it was a tunnel, and I was entering this dark tunnel, and I kept going. It seemed like I was driving. I kept driving, and I kept driving. All I could see was darkness, and I kept driving, and I kept driving. And all of a sudden, I see a little bit of light. A little bit of light in front of me. And as I continue to go and drive, continue to drive, I continue to see more and more and more light. And all of a sudden, you see nothing but light, no more darkness. So James also is saying in this psalm, live through it, because we will get through it. We will get through it. Seems like forever sometimes, but we will get through it if we have faith in God and believe that God can get us through this. Now, first, if you have no faith in God and you think that you're going to just live and get through it yourself, then it's going to be a long road through that dark tunnel. But if you believe in God, God is going to give you that light that you need. And sometimes it's not the full picture. But he's letting you see some of that light so you can keep on walking and keep on driving until you can get to the other side. And if you keep on walking, if you can see a little teeny, you know, like I say, like a mustard seed, little teeny bit of light, just keep on looking, because the light will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's God. It's letting you know, I am going to let you see that light soon. And he goes on in the song that says, live through it, grow through it, get through it. You can make it if you just try. You got to keep on trying. You can't give up on life. I know your loved ones are not there. They're not coming back. They're coming back at the end. But not now. We got to get through it, moving forward so we can get through it. And he goes on and says, you can make it if you just pray through it. Now, you know, prayer is power. Prayer is power, and it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your situation may seem. God is your presence in time of trouble. You don't have to just stand back helplessly and hold your breath through these years, through this trial and tribulation, this journey of grief. You can make a difference through prayer. He continues on in the song and says, pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you. So live through it. We got to live through these trials and tribulations. And we can look back. And I'm sure many things that each one of us have gone through, we can look back. Like I've said in many, there's a message that it's entitled, Hit the Rewind Button. And if you hit the rewind button, you can see how many times that God has gotten you through it, just like James said. He will get you through it. He got you through it before. He's going to do it again. He hasn't forgot you. No, he's not forgotten you. And then the next verse says, someone you love, they just have let you down. Or someone also, you're lost. It's not the end of the world. No, it's not the end of the world. I know sometimes it feels that way. God already knew everyone who would leave you. And he's talking about even leaving through death. He knows. He knew the time. He knew the time. He knew the date and everything when your loved ones going to leave. Leave us, because, yes, I'm still, I dealt with that myself. myself. Well, God has, let me go. God already knew it's better this way. Don't beg him to stay. Don't beg him to bring your husband, your son, your mother, your father, whoever back, because it was their time to go. God has a time period. He has even a second in the minute that you're going to be swept up from this place. And let's continue, okay? You didn't know it coming, and now you feel broken. Yes, we felt broken when our loved one left us. Yes. Oh, not just broken, devastated. Can't believe, no, this can't be happening. All of those questions of why, how, no, this can't be happening. This is not me. No way. How can this be God? Once again, cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me. Live through it. Grow through it. Get through it. You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you, so live through it. Songwriters, they, it's the same words over and over again, but it's bringing meaning to the song and to the story. I know you are saying now, there's no way I can live through this. But live through it. No one can understand all dealing with. No. We can imagine how much it hurts, how lonely you are, how many sleepless nights that you have, how many times that you spend crying and thinking about all the great things that you shared with the special loved one. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with. Yes. And I know many of you say, and you have said it to me, they just don't know how I feel. They always say, oh, I understand. No, they don't understand. They don't know the broken heart. They don't know how my heart feels right now. They don't know how much I miss my loved one. They don't know. It goes on. It says no one understands what you've been dealing with. You are dying inside. Yes, when this first happened, yes. And you want to die with the person too. You don't want to live without them. So many times you wish that God will come back and say, come on, Mary. I'm going to take you up with Al. I'm not going to let you stay down here and cry and go through all the emotions. Go ahead and bring you up with Al. And when the two of you get up to my heaven, you guys can, you know, get together and do whatever, you know, he has for you to do. No, it doesn't always work that way. Some of us go together and most of us don't. You are dying inside. You are in the fight of your life. I know that you felt that way. I know I felt that way. I was in the fight of my life trying to take care of those two little babies of mine. But I continue to live through it and go through it. But God knows what. God knows. And he's there. And he will. He promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always be there for us. So in this song, he says, but God knows. And he's there. Yes, he's there. He's right there right now in this at very moment. And you will live through it. You're going to get through it. You will go through it, grow through it, grow, G-R-O-W. You will get through it, and you can live through it. And it's working for your good. Now, I know you want to say, how is this going to work for my good? Many of the ladies, the widows that, seasoned widows, that's meaning they've been around for a long time, and some of them have experience where God has led them for a certain ministry. One widow, she started a ministry for single ladies, letting them be able to express, and really not just single, just we are now considered single. We are widows, but we are single at the same time too. So she started a ministry where you can talk about certain relationship. Another widow, you had Rebecca on the phone, on the line last week or the week before. I think it was last week. But anyway, she talked about, she started a ministry. But that's what God was using her for, to start a ministry. And who else? There's another lady. She has a widow's ministry, but all of the ministries are slightly different, the way how they organize and how they for their widows. And some, I know one of the widows is doing a bereavement, grief support, not just using the word widow, anyone, male, female, whatever, whoever. So there's many widows have gone, God has given them the purpose to reach out to others, because the next chapter can reach everybody. So, and the way people have died in the last year, no way. I mean, there are several new widows here, but God, just like, for instance, there's several Wendy's, there's several McDonald's, there's several Home Depot, Lowe's, or whatever. All of those different stores have the same, some of them have the same service. It's never too many of those stores. There's going to be enough people around to go and eat at all of those different locations or go and purchase things. So that's the same thing with these other widows that have started a ministry. There's several other widows have done different things that support one another as far as grief or whatever they have started. But what I'm saying is, going back to James, let me pull it back on my phone. James, it's working for your good. Everything that we do in God's will is for his good. And later in life, you will see the good in it for you. I must say, Sheila and I was very faithful and committed to do God's will. We didn't know at the very beginning when we were thinking about putting together a widow's ministry. We didn't know this coming year is 18 years. That first 2 years, we were just going through the motion. We didn't know where this ministry was going to take us. We didn't know exactly. All we knew that God wanted us to reach out to widows who were going through this journey of grief. They needed this group to help them to get through that tunnel to the other side, to see some light. Because at first, all you see is darkness. So there is good in your journey. You have to live through it, and you'll see the light that God has for you in this journey. But I know some of you said, why me? Why me? Why did he pick me or whatever? Well, why not you? You know, all the ministers, you know, when they became ministers, they didn't just go ahead and say, oh, God gave me a vision, and they just went ahead and said, oh, I'm going to be a minister, you know. They struggle with this. Most of them, I've heard, they have struggled with doing what God wants them to. They didn't want to be no minister. They didn't want to deal with people forever. So they went through different things until they realized the purpose, the good in it. So God will show the good in it. At first, you might not see the good in at the very beginning, but you will see the good in it as you continue. And now I see the good, and I'm very passionate about the good that God has given me and Sheila to continue with this ministry. So that is the good for me. You'll see the good for you. Live through it, grow through it, get through it. You can live through it. It is working for your good. And he kept on saying at the very end, it's working for your good. He's working for your good. It's working for your good. It's not just working for your good. He's working for God's good. If you know, if you love God, you want to please God, then that's what you need to do. Do whatever he wants you to do. And when you're working and doing his will, which is going to be good, you're going to see the good in it for you. And he continues to say, my good, this will not be the end of you. So live through it. So what I'm telling you tonight, because we're almost at the end of our show, just like James Fortune said, live through it. As you continue to move forward, you will grow stronger in Christ, get stronger in him, knowing that he's your strength. He's the one that will give you peace, love, and understanding through this journey. As you continue to go through that tunnel, and you're looking for that light, the light is going to get bigger and bigger. And then at the end, you're going to see the good in it. But just knowing many of your spousal or family members, they have suffered. You know, we can't be selfish to see people there forever suffering. When my mother died, I was happy. I know you can't understand. Because you know what I think? My mother went through she had a stroke on the last, I would say maybe last of her years. She was not in good health. I didn't like to see her in pain. I didn't like to see her what she went through. So when God took her, I was pleased. Now, I did everything that I possibly could for her when she was living. So I was at peace. I had no regret. I was happy because I knew that she believed in God. I knew her walk. I knew how she drove me to Bible studies, Sunday school, church, or whatever. And I knew her strength in God. So I knew that God was taking her up with him. So I was at peace. And that's how I got through it. And just like James Fortune said, live through it. And you will see the good in this. You can't see it because you're still going through what you're going through. But you will see the good, give you love, peace, and understanding. And just ask them, what do you want me to do at the end of this journey of grief? I know there is good on the other side. Let me start seeing it so I can live through it, grow through it. And that is, you know what I mean? That's the end of my message for tonight. And you know what I'm saying? I didn't have a clue what I was going to talk about tonight. But I guess James Fortune, thank you so much for helping me because I didn't have a clue. God's will. And I hope that I encouraged you by James' word. And I know if you don't like him, just listen at his music. You know, I know what he went through and what he's done, but just know that he is making those songs for a purpose. And tonight, I hope that those words that he sings in the song, that it helps you in any way, knowing that you will see the good in it. Just keep on going through it, and you will get through it. Because God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So be blessed. Have a great week. Continue to be safe. Wear those masks. And if you haven't gotten your vaccine, please do it. I have done it. And because I have my son coming in with his family for Memorial Weekend, which is next week. I want to be able to be more comfortable with, I haven't seen them in over about a year and a half. And I haven't seen my new grandbaby. She's 7 months old and she's so precious. We do FaceTime, but I can't wait to grab her, hug her, and just pinch her on the cheek. So just knowing that it's safety reason to be able. And you know what I'm saying? I mention it. My birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and guess what? I went to Savannah with my girlfriend, and we had a great time. And God protected us and brought us back. So just knowing that, getting the vaccine, I know you're nervous. Just don't get the Johnson & Johnson. I'm going to tell you that right now. Pfizer, Moderna, but not the Johnson & Johnson. If you have, just keep praying. So, but anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Be blessed and have a great week. And we'll tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night, and I'm going to play James Fortune again, and he can talk to you in his own way. Love you.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Fight of your life. much better.